Therefore, writing to you creates a fire in my stomach at the thought of you reading it in satsang. But in a way, this fire makes me feel more human. I just wanted to say thank you for creating this space where I don't have to hold down my sensitivity anymore, and I can explore it with more courage. Many times, Derek, you have to feel that fire. And when you first have felt it, and how liberating it is to do that, then you won't hold yourself back, no? Otherwise, everybody holds themselves back, and they miss being alive. Alive people is always evolving. So it might be fear, it might be fire in your belly, but it makes you more human, no? And that's what you are. I see that whenever something comes up, there is first anger or hurt. Yes, that is the reaction of the ego, because it's always on guard. So you get angry or you get hurt. Either you attack or you retreat into your cave. That is the symptoms of the ego. But then, if you go deeper, that turns into a blissful thankfulness. And I feel very grateful to have discovered this journey. Yes, just scratch a little bit. That's what I'm going on reminding you. Go deeper. Always go deeper than the mind. Only your ego can get hurt or angry or confused or upset. Then you have to look deeper. No? Then you will come to this blissful thankfulness and understanding. No? And I feel very relieved for finding this space where I can just be quiet without burdening myself with what I think I should say. Yes. And any time in doubt or you feel you get angry or upset or whatever you want, try to catch yourself. Better to be quiet. And then when you have digested it, then you can say something. Normally people just they talk and they blabber from unconsciousness, just from their head. It's totally worthless. People are saying something and they mean something else. Very seldom they really standing up for what they say. That means if you do, you are more an integrated human being. You know what you want, you know what you are worth. Otherwise you will always create confusion around you. I feel that since you read my second letter in Brazil, I have very steadily been getting more insights into what you talk about. And in the Who Am I, a small beam of this indescribableness came through my denseness. Yes. I'm happy, Derek. No, you start seeing what Baba means. I say, just even if you don't understand, just sit there. Just stay there. Slowly, slowly, the light will come through your denseness. You don't even know what's happening. Suddenly, some understanding is dwelling, dawning on you. This time, my mind was still there. Yeah, who cares? But it couldn't take this ray of light away. Like my mind is becoming less powerful. Yes. When your true power comes forth, your mind will automatically lose its power. When you have no center, then you have to have a center in the false, which is your image. When you become more real, then you see everything clear. Then that false idea is no more powerful. That is the whole transformation. From unconsciousness, from darkness to light. And now I see that this fire in my stomach has turned into relief. Thank you, Derek. And that is the sign of the truth. It is a relief. As soon as you accept the truth, it is a relief. It is an opening. That is the sign. If you fight, it will always be a struggle. It will always be confusion. It will always be pain. That's why I say you cannot win. It's impossible to win. And you are fighting with something that is totally ridiculous. But it's out of the ignorance that you are fighting. So then this dawns on you that whenever you take a step into the truth, closer to the fire, then it will be a relief. That is always the outcome. When it gets more painful, then you're going in the wrong direction. If it's getting more relief, more harmonious, more silence, more happiness, then you're going in the right direction. Very good, Derek. You're a lucky boy. Here, every day, you can learn as much as people don't learn in their whole life, if you're open. Beloved Master, thank you. Thank you for guiding me out of a field of dark energy. There was lightness and happiness all the way. There were actions like a samurai responding without ego and emotions. Ego wanted to fight, but had no energy and nothing to fight for. Thank you for this retreat. Brilliant processing. Perfect timing. Thank you all. Thank you. Love and gratitude, Geir. You must have been waiting for all this. And something you couldn't dream about was possible is happening. You know, you lived it. Very good, girl. No, the thing is now, after we've been here and you have gone so deep in yourself and come back to your own clarity, you have to take good care of it and integrate it. No, Lena was asking me some questions in your letter. Have you got an answer to it? Because all your questions, and many people ask me all kinds of questions, or I many times remind you, should I come or should I stay? Should I go or should I? Should I do this or should I be that? Should I have go to that school or this school? What should I do with my crazy teenager child? What should I do with my crazy mother? What should I do? Should I get married or should I not get married? I tell you again and again, it's not really my area. You know? I understand and I want to help, and that's why I remind you. But it comes again and again. But then you ask me different things, but you say, when I fall in tune with you towards the end of the each retreat, which is now. This is some time ago you wrote this. I've been waiting now. It's the end. No, I was asking you, any answers came up. All this seriousness falls away, and I'm so surprised at what comes out of this space, so innocent and simple. Please help me to see what this is all about. It has to come from you. You have to learn to trust your own intuition, your own seeing, when I'm helping you to come back to that clarity. No, it's your responsibility, your challenge to take the decisions. I can never say what you should do. It has to come from you. I'm not telling you anything. I'm just trying to give you a light, to ignite your own light. Then out of your own consciousness, you will see what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise, oh, Babaji said I should do that, and it didn't work. Still you have somebody to blame on. No, I don't want it like that. You can ask of advice for any fool and they will be so happy to give you advice. No. All I want you to come back to your own clarity, and out of that space, from your own heart, your own intelligence, take the decision. So, still, because I love you, I will help you also. How can I be more with myself when that means being more with you? Because when you are with me, you are with yourself. This question has been with me since I came. I have two children, and in most ways, I'm the only grown-up support. I want to be there for them, and I want to be there for myself. How to make these two come together? Like that. My daughter is 15 and I feel she needs me more now than before. To go away even for 2 weeks seems a lot. You should be very happy to be away for 2 months from a 15-year-old. Try 1 month instead. I have told myself I shouldn't push anything, that I can come to you when time is ready. That might be a delaying of the problem, no? Because when your heart is longing to be here in satsang and you get more integrated, then the quicker you are more integrated, the quicker you can take care of your daughters and yourself and everything, no? So that is your dilemma, is 1 foot on this boat and one in this boat. And only in one or two years she will be more steady. That nobody knows. That's wishing. I tell myself I can take care of myself. Look, Pramila, we're laughing now. She knows how it is to have teenagers, no? No, she's happy because they all come to Babaji, you know, no problem. And that's your daughter will be next. Then it's a happy family. I have been enjoying that I can be a mother in much easier way than before. So be happy with that. Don't ask for more. Be happy with what you have. Look how much you are here. It's getting easier. You're getting more conscious. Integrate that into your life. I have thought about taking her with me to Brazil, but then I will have to take her out of school and teach her myself when we are there. So, great. If you can do that, what's the problem? That is fantastic. Would she like? The first thing you ask her. My dear daughter, would you like to come to Brazil with me? To a beautiful, magnificent place where there are dolphins and happy people and dancing. And you can go swimming instead of snowing down in Norway. Maybe she'd like to. Maybe. That's the first thing. What is the a mother has? You have to check in. Do you would like? What would you like? If she doesn't want, then why the question? She doesn't want. You cannot do anything against anybody, no? I'm trying to do many things all the time, but I cannot do it against you if you are holding on to your own mind, your own emotions. It's impossible. I have to ask you, do you want? And you say, yes. Okay, let's go. So easy, no? So, if she wants to go to Brazil, to a nice place, then you're in business then. If you can teach her yourself, great. It could be life transforming for her. You know that. But she has to want to, no? And many times it's painful. The people you love, your family, your best friends, your children, your parents, whoever, they are clinging. Even your husband, your wife, they are clinging to suffering, to confusion. What can you do? It's sad, but you can again and again offer. Would you like something else? I have something else. I have another suggestion, if you like. But it's up to you. That's all what you can do. When I try to find out about this, I feel so heavy and I see how easy I get serious. Like I think dedication must be the same as seriousness. Yes. But true dedication can only come out of joy. Only out of joy. That is dedication. Your own heart is showing this is what I want. You are thinking about it and you haven't even asked her. Don't think, go home and ask her now. Then you tell me what she says and we take it from there, okay, together. Don't think about it, you have to bring it into action. Thinking is the worst thing. You never know then. You never know. You have to bring it up to the surface. Again and again, people are confused all the time. You have to ask, what do you really mean? And sometimes it's hard work. Because they don't even know what they mean. And now I thought about what I mean. I'm just talking. Blah, 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 blah. So tell her we have a great place and she is most welcome. And if she cannot go, she wants to be with her girlfriends and do the makeup and play the video games and all that fun things, then maybe Hamid could take care and you could go. Who knows? Just have talk about things, find out, then you don't need to think, find out what is possible. People think, you know, can think and think, I want. No. If it's possible, do it. Beloved Master, finally realizing the meaning of having to let go of everything to be with love. To be free of suffering, I have to actually let go of the suffering. That's a great insight, Veena. How can you get rid of suffering if you keep it in your backpack? Impossible. Finally realizing. This is how it is. Let the light slowly go in. You said you had a great experience that you were just enjoying your own being, just sitting, and then it disappeared. No? So this happens all the time to people. The problem is don't cling to it. Because you know it's just a memory. Then you ask, how can you get it back? No, that always comes up. Because it was so good. Then, the first time you have an insight, a vision, a satori, it's just a gift. It's always, everything is just a gift. But it's just, maybe you're not worthy of it. Something triggered it, no? Many people hold on to that. No, I'm enlightened. But it left yesterday, but still I'm enlightened. So be aware that the ego will take anything because then it's no more looking at yourself. So you had a glimpse into your true being, which is happening all the time now. Which I'm very, very happy of the results. But it has to be integrated. No, only this true journey starts because you have seen that what is possible. You had a glimpse into your own essence. No, you have to become more conscious. You have to integrate it. You have to clean it consciously. Otherwise, it cannot come back. That is the whole process of purification, of sadhana. You just have to always have a clean house ready for the guest. That is what I'm talking about day in and day out. That is the longing, that is the openness, that is the surrender, the availability, that you are available. You want that. You want to be in that presence. You want to be in yourself. You want to live as truth. You want to be as love. Then if that is clear, then it's very easy because now that is your decision. Of course you have to let go of suffering. I have to let go of my story, my identity, letting go of being someone. Yes, it all has to go. Everything has to go. And I'm always saying that. But you want to keep the old at the same time you want the new. It's not possible. You have to die as you think you are. Only then can the new come. Because the new is so pure, it's so clear, that all the dust has to go. Not 50%. Everything has to go. I have seen that this identity, this little me, does not go together with the big me. Not at all, Master. I have to choose. It was clear. All or nothing. This is me choosing. Yes, but remember, choosing is just the beginning. And many people, they never come to the choosing. They are still wishy-washy. Their whole life they are wishy-washy. They don't know that they have a choice. So that is great when people choose. Choose and choose carefully. No? I say, be aware of what you are love, what you love, what you are longing for, what you desire. So everybody should come to that awareness that, no, I have to choose. Do I want darkness or I want light? Do I want suffering or I want light? Or happiness? But that is just the beginning. No, you have taken the choice. No, you have to stick to that choice, no? That will be the test. If you become worthy of the prize. Choosing is just from the mind. It's just your understanding. No, you have to live it. You have to show it. You have to integrate it. You have to stand up for it. That's what I mean by higher responsibility. No, no more bullshit. If this is understood, then everything will be taken care of. But if you are wishy-washy, then again and again, you fall back. So everybody should take a choice. Most people don't take a choice because they don't even know it's there. You can only take that choice when you start accepting and realizing that there's more, no? You want to rise. You want to be vertical instead of horizontal, no? I choose love, allowing myself to be loved. Thank you, beloved, for showing me this, and thank you for taking so beautiful care of me. I'm not grateful enough. Why not? You're not grateful enough. That's the thing. Then, it's the it has to be integrated. I'm not grateful enough. My journey is just beginning now. I love you. Thank you. From a nobody. Hey, hey, hey. Just a still Vina. Then this is how it is. You are like that. If you are nobody, then who is not grateful enough? This is how it is. So don't think, remember that my journey is just beginning. Only now you start taking a conscious choice. Don't think it's finished, it's just starting. No? Be humble. You cannot do anything. It will happen to you. You also ask about surrender. How can it happen? It has already happened if nobody is there. It's not of your doing. My journey is just beginning now. Yes. Many times it's like that. And many times it's very humbling. It's many times people have been with the Master for 10 years. Then they realize, no, really the journey begins. It's layers and layers and layers. And it's also different beginnings. It's a non-ending journey. But what the beginning? To be happy. Remember, this old habit of the mind, it can be so tricky that it can easily say, oh no, I got it. No, there's nothing more to do now. And then suddenly you will, surprise, surprise. Beloved Babaji, thank you, beloved, for again and again taking me to the heart. Sometimes I feel shame for being in ups and downs, sometimes in the heart, shining sun, and sometimes in the mind, in the clouds. During the who am I process, I could see many old patterns that are not allowing the real to come up. The unconscious fear that comes from my childhood, where I could not express myself without being abused. Yes, Dayananda. That's why we have to go through all these kind of processes, no? Because then it's very integrated in the body-mind system, no? But that's, for me, that is just a preparation. My real work starts after that. So go for it, to clean yourself and express yourself without any fear, because you are not a child. It belongs to the past, and the past is dead. But if that is hindering you, get it out and move on, free. Because otherwise this tendency and these habits will always hold you back. That is not you. You are totally different. No, you are sitting here with me in satsang. Where's your childhood? Yes. But this can run people's whole life, no? If you don't see it and free yourself from it. This fear many times takes me from the moment and makes me unclear. Makes you unclear? Dayananda, I never heard. And Dayananda, you have ups and downs? You who are the picture of being steady? Huh? But now you will be more steady now, because you see it. That is also just a habit. Many times this takes me from the moment and makes me unclear. Many times saying okay to what is not okay. Yeah, you have to be true. When it's not okay, say it's not okay. Even that is so difficult for us. Just to stand up for our own, even when you have the clarity and you have that, trust it. And if you really don't know, then say, I will come back to you tomorrow. So you have time to process this. If it's your own ideas, your own ego that is interfering, or if it is the truth. Sometimes that can be very difficult in the beginning because people are so used to answering unconscious. They react. And you should never react, you should respond. Big difference. Many times saying okay to what is not okay, and afterwards thinking about what I should have said or done, and out of this misunderstanding and suffering. Yes, and this will go on forever if you are not clear. And people are not used to people being clear. It's shocking sometimes. And you doing an important job and being devoted to me, you have to stand up for it now. No excuses to be a fool, to be a clown, to go up and down. Now be steady. You are ready for it now. There's much more to be done. Are you ready? What?
Yes.
Okay. Because who wants misunderstanding and suffering? And all that comes from unclarity. And I always, it's one of the, I mean, so many times, I, so many things I work on you with. But one thing again and again, very important, communication. And be clear when you're dealing with others. And especially somebody like you who is dealing with people. It doesn't really matter if people doesn't understand it, because maybe they are confused, but at least you are clear. Many times Yamuna feels a little uneasy because I don't go and talk to people. Then if it's something that is really, oh my God, and then I say, you have to go and talk to that person. But it's very uncomfortable. Yes, uncomfortable because it's the truth. And people don't accept the truth. That's why we have to talk in the first place. If people have been in the truth, there's nothing to talk about. They're in the flow. Everything is harmonious. So out of compassion, you have to talk to you. But it's uncomfortable. Yes, it's uncomfortable because you are in the darkness. You don't want the truth. You want your idea. You want to stay in the confusion, then you don't like to hear the truth. Very difficult. And that's why it's no truth, it's no directness, there's no clarity in the world. Only if you're really listening, and that's what the master, the guru is there. You have a different relationship, you have a different intimacy, you have a different trust, you have a different love that goes beyond your own mind, your thinking. It's a deeper understanding that starts evolving in you, to wake up in you. Then you can go beyond your little self and listen to the truth as it is. And that will clear any doubt for anybody who is willing to receive the truth. Of course, the more you want to hold on to your ideas, to the darkness, to the lies, the more confusing it will be. The more painful it will be, the more uncomfortable it will be. And that's why many times I cannot say anything, because you are not ready, you are not receptive enough to accept the truth as it is. Your mind is entangled, your emotions are entangled. That's nothing to do with your truth. The truth is the truth, it's impersonal. So be it. So this is how it is. Then you don't say your truth. You're saying something, saying is okay to what is not okay, and afterwards thinking about what I should have said or done, and out of this misunderstanding and suffering. I just want to be honest with myself and with the friends around me, to be aware and see the reality with clear eyes. instead of missing the moment and spending energy with judgment. Yes, it's a lot of spent energy for nothing. Stop with that. Be clear. And maybe people will get shocked because they are not used to you or anybody being clear. So be it, let them be shocked. At least there's one more person who's standing up for the truth. Now, this is where you get the courage also, because now you are working for me now. To get free of this one who gets so proud and sad for things and tries to understand why instead of being one with the whole. Yes. Get out of that. The one who gets so proud and tries to understand why instead of being one with the whole. There is no why in existence. Everything is like it is, crystal clear. When you are in tune with the whole, everything is crystal clear. Only when you are separate from the whole, then the problem starts. Thank you, beloved, for being here, showing your freedom in so many different ways, always with unconditional love, care and kindness. I will never be able to express my gratitude for what you have been creating for us, which I know goes much beyond my understanding. Yes, and I want to create it in you, and how you can express your gratitude is to stand up for that truth, your own understanding. That is the next challenge. And it's time now for many people, no? Thank you, beloved, for the love and patience you have with me. It's been hard, but it's okay. I feel your care so much. Since the very first moment I felt you, that I saw you, I love you in deep love and devotion, Diana. Yes, Diana, I know. That's why I can be straight with you. Amore. Therefore, I noticed that day by day I became more and more quiet and silent inside, especially during the satsangs. Here in satsang, I felt so much more power and energy coming and relaxing me. I felt myself more lightweight, even though, like you would feed me up with your energy. That's what satsang is, Orlando. It's still new for you. But like Jesus said, eat me, drink me. Then you get filled up with that energy. You just have to digest it and eat, eat. When the food is available, eat. It's very easy to miss. In one of the sessions of Who Am I was in the middle of the session when some friends beside me started laughing in such a funny and crazy way that it was impossible for the friend in front of me to talk. And it was such an amazing moment that in a few seconds many of us were getting involved in the laughter. It was such a natural and spontaneous situation that when the caretaker was inviting us to keep the question in ourselves, he was not able to say anything because almost all of the friends had burst into laughter as happily as it was possible. Then when the silence became still again, I was thinking, so effort. So hard, so difficult to find an answer to this question, and so easy and so simple, so effortless, laughing happily and spontaneously, and now, and how good I feel, so relaxed, satisfied after this moment. And then suddenly I questioned myself, who am I? And the answer was, fuck everything, answering. Fuck answering, it doesn't matter. Be in the natural, spontaneous human moment, and that's it. I'm here in this beautiful moment, enjoying it. And then I was feeling so silent, so peaceful, so happy. Thank you. Thank you for the time you spent inviting me to wake up to myself, to become aware of my life. Love, Orlando. Very good, Orlando. No, next time you have to come for the whole retreat now. And you see? No. We will provide pasta, everything here. So this is why it makes you happy. It's your own insight, no? It's real. When it comes from you, there is no doubt about it. That is what I mean, you know. That's the sign of the truth, of the real. You know it, is no doubt, and this is no doubt. That's where you were at, that was great. This was your own answer, your own question. Fuck answering, it doesn't matter. Just to be in this natural, spontaneous, human moment, and that's it. I'm here in this beautiful moment, enjoying it. That's all. If you can stay there, fine. You don't need anything. You don't need any who am I or dynamic or anything. Just stay there. But can you? That's the thing. This is the truth. When you are there, that's it. You don't think it can ever disappear from you. You are there. Fuck everything. I'm here. Great. And it's one of the best techniques also, laughter. I think Osho may be the first enlightened who had really used laughter as a technique. Next summer, we will do Mystic Rose again. Then again, laughing a lot, many jokes also. You have to already start gathering jokes. That's another. You never know how the insight will come. If it comes in who am I, or sitting silently, or doing whirling, or laughing. But the outcome is of the truth is always the same. You feel totally at home, at ease, at peace, silent. Yesterday, when I came for the silent sitting, I was so happy because I felt the whole energy was totally different. And that's, again, a reminder why I would like always to have long retreats. Because now you all have come back. That no mind space was thick. It was very little mind. In the beginning, very much mind, very little silence. Yesterday, it was total silence. We were sitting as one. So beautiful. The ego, always longing for company, is restless, is want doing. And people haven't touched their own depth, their own silent longing, their heart. But when you touched it, which is happening here, then it's a totally different. The heart, the soul itself is longing for that silent communion. That is satsang, that is being together as one in the truth. The heart and the soul is longing for that intimacy where nothing needs to be said. Everything is as it should be. And you can just be there as a silent presence and a support of many, many people. That is a tremendous cleansing, rearranging of your whole energy system. Very, very valuable that people have no idea. And that I felt yesterday. This is great. Then I thought, I'd like to do one more month after this. So people can really disintegrate and disappear. Because you have to become rooted in that silence, in that love. You have to become steady in it. I was feeling so silent, so peaceful, so happy. Thank you for the time you spent inviting me to wake up to myself, to become aware of my life. Love, Orlando. Very nice, Orlando. I'm happy. You see how much happened since you came. Where's Malini? How are you doing? What? Okay. What is okay? And then why only okay? Nothing. Look, he's nothing. No, you have changed now. Huh? You see, that's what I said. It's be patient. It's ups and downs on the path. Stay connected. It's like that. Any problem, Malini, just you can write to me, okay? Don't worry. This too will pass. Did you hear about that Italian chef that died? Yes, he passed away. How come the Italians doesn't like Jehovah's Witnesses? Italians don't like any witness. What does fiat stand for? A. Fix it again, Tony. At the World's Woman Conference, the first speaker from England stood up. At last year's conference, we spoke about being more assertive with our husbands after being downtrodden for so long. Well, after the conference, I went home and I told my husband that I would no longer cook for him and that he would have to do it himself. After the first day, I saw nothing. After the second day, I saw nothing. But what happened? Yeah. Let's see if we can catch up. After the second day, I saw nothing. But after the third day, I saw that he had cooked a wonderful roast lamb. All the big crowd of the women, they cheered, hey. The second speaker was from America, stood up. After the last year's conference, I went home and told my husband that I would no longer do his laundry and that he would have to do it himself. After the first day, I saw nothing. After the second day, I saw nothing. But after the third day, I saw that he had done not only his own washing, but my washing as well. The crowd was cheered. Then the third speaker from Italy stood up. After the last year conference, I went home and told my husband that I would no longer do his shopping and that he will have to do it for himself. After the first day, I saw nothing. After the second day, I saw nothing. But after the third day, I could see a little bit out of my left eye. Meditate on it. Italy, a poll was taken to determine why man was getting up in the middle of the night. Here are the results. 10% to raid the fridge. Pretty normal. 15% to have a pee. Okay. 75% to go home. Italy. When are we going to go to Italy? The Italian boy goes to the confession booth. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have been with a loose woman. The priest asks, is that you, little Johnny? Johnny Parisi? Yes, Father. It is Johnny. It is. And who was that woman you were with? I can't tell you, Father. I don't want to ruin her reputation. It's already pretty bad. Well, Johnny, you are my child. I'm sure to find out her name sooner or later. So you may as well tell me now. Was it Tina Minetti? I cannot say, Father. Was it Teresa Volpi? I will never tell you, Father. Was it Nina Capelli? I'm sorry, but I cannot name her, Father. It would be too bad for her. Was it Katy Periano? My lips are sealed, Master. When was it Rosa D'Angelo? Please, Father. I cannot tell you. The priest sighed in frustration. I have to know. You are very tight-lipped, Johnny Parisi, and I admire that, but you have sinned now, and I have to atone you. You cannot be an altar boy now for the next 6 months. You go and behave yourself. Johnny walks back to his friend, and his friend Nino slides over and whispers, "What did you get?" "I got 6 months free." "And I got 5 good leads." Italy. What should we do with it? The women toilet, the men. Beloved Master, so I'm very grateful to be here again with you and all the friends. I would like to share some insights that I have had during this retreat. I experience more and more silence in me. It is really amazing. When you said that we have to be a joke unto ourselves, it really sinked in. I saw that I was trying to stay conscious and trying to become more conscious about what I do and what I think, and trying not to get involved with the mind. Later on, I realized that I am consciousness itself. That is ridiculous to try to stay conscious. I saw that it is a big joke to be meditative and conscious all the time. And then a big laughter rose in my belly to see the absurdity. You said in satsang that we cannot find it in the gardens. You said that the gardens are your senses, your body experiences. It will take you away from yourself. I see I was looking for experiences of the body, the senses, and even some mystical experiences. I just have to let go of all these attachments. because experiences come and go and have beginning and end. Yes. Experiences can be a big hindrance on the path, no? Because we hold on to experiences and they are past. So that can also be an attachment, no? And some people are like, they had great experience, but let everything come and go. Everything is flowing. Everything is changing. Be fresh every moment. Then your whole awareness, your consciousness can come forth. You are totally available to the moment. No experience, no attachment, no ideas is holding you back, is limiting you. You are vastness itself. Osho says that enlightenment is bliss. I really see he's not lying. He's not lying. That some people, they think that these people are lying, no? But they don't know what they talk about. You will find out that these people speak truth, only truth. But people are so far away from truth that they can't believe it. Then they say he's lying. Let's crucify him. The closer you come, then you realize that is the truth. All the time they spoke the truth. Only you've been away. I see so real, even much more real than the body. I can say that enlightenment, truth or light is even beyond bliss. It is so liberating. It goes on growing and is never ending. You said in satsang that you like to go to China. I'm totally with you. Yes. And no, maybe we can go because no, I prepared you now. Because it's not fun for me to be with serious people. I have to be with people who know they are a joke unto themselves. Then all the time we just laugh. I bring a lot of jokes and then we can go. You said once that in love there is no fear. It is true. Yes. I speak the truth. It's like darkness or light. If there is light, there is no darkness. If there is love, no fear. I feel more trust to go beyond my little self and to be in service for the whole. Yes. Do that. That's why you are here. Just be in service to the whole, for the real, for truth. So I'm planning also next year to go to China to see what I can find. So you can give also satsang there. I will keep you updated. Much love and gratitude, your disciple Darshan. Darshan. You have to keep me updated now then, okay? Are you coming to Brazil? You have any plans for Brazil? That's good, that's good. Then we can see how the plans goes also. In China, they have many sacred mountains, holy mountains, no? Many beautiful places. The only thing I'm a little afraid of now, it's so many people there, no? And I don't eat pork, you know. And then you have to always take care that I get good food because that would be a problem for me. And I don't speak much Mandarin or anything like that. So that can be a problem. So I have to have people take care. Because it's very messy there, you know. I know I'm a little bit afraid because normally you see how quiet I live, no? Huh? Can you see me there? Huh? On the train station, can you see me there? No. 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 Very difficult. Maybe it's true. Because the old China that I remember was totally different, no? And still they have some places, sacred, beautiful mountains there, Buddhist mountains, Taoist mountain. And it's very sacred, there's very nice places, but how to get there, no? And also not only that, but how is the accommodation there, no? Because now we are so softies, we are so spoiled now. Hmm? So I don't know also to give satsang there. And then we have to bring all these people up on Wudang Mountain. No? We get the nice temple. Huh? You have to speak with the old Taoist then. What are you? Huh? Then I will have. Huh? Hold on. Very good. Beloved Babaji, the Who Am I process was really liberating for me. So many beautiful meetings with friends, and so nourishing and intimate. Like the soul of each other became one. When feeling this togetherness, it made me warm and real. I relaxed on a deeper level. I realized that I really don't know who I am. The one I thought I was just some ideas. Yes. You never know when it's going to dawn on you or anybody. That is my situation. Only when it happens, then you see. This I tell you every day, no? You are just some idea, some old, some habit. You can't believe it. Only when you are free of it, then you can see. I was surprised. It was surprising and embarrassing to see how many things I'm carrying and attached from the past, relationships, ideas, fears, hurt, arrogance, memories, and stupid patterns. It seems that this time has been ingrained. It seems that this has been ingrained and hidden in the mind and body. Yes. That is what Buddha calls suffering, no? Pain body. Because we are thinking we are that. That is the whole story. That is the whole past. That is the whole ego, your identification. That's what I'm talking about in 1,000 different ways. Then there is suffering. But you are much more than that. You are not the body. You are not your memory. Somehow I had accepted and allowed this to be part of me. And it had become an excuse to not really look deeper into myself. Yes, this is the situation. That's why I'm pushing you all the time. Go deeper, go deeper. No? I realized that I had one foot on the brake, just like you have talked about many times. Great. You think I'm just joking, but for me, I can smell the burning. No, I really saw it and I felt it, and saw how much energy I have wasted on holding myself back. Yeah, exactly. Because only yourself is holding yourself back, and that is almost embarrassing when you're out of it. But who cares? Now is now. And it's a new day. I have tried to control life, being afraid to stand on my own legs, to stand on this earth and take my space. I have not really lived before, not really included myself in this world. I have just been sitting on the fence, too patiently waiting for something to happen. And when nothing happens, I have done the opposite, trying and struggling to survive. Yes. With this new and deeper understanding, it became a new experience. Also doing dynamic, I felt many things were dropping by themselves, without so much forcing and doing, which I have done before. Yes. But maybe all that was needed, no? That's the thing, you can never know. We have to try and try and try and try. That's what I'm saying. Nothing will happen without you going for it and trying and working and putting in effort. Nothing will happen. But it won't happen out of the effort. So it's a paradox. Because when it happens, it happens. But most of the time, the effort is needed. The suffering is needed. I felt a new energy rising in me, like a waterfall that wants to get out, a limitless primal force. I need to share more with friends, to take some risk, to be quick and jump into life. Yes, Marpa. Good. Of course. No, all this density of identification with the false, it keeps you limited, no? Then all the energy, how can you feel the vastness of life energy, of being part of the whole, if you are limited? It's impossible. But when that breaks, the whole comes through you. Like a tsunami. In that tsunami, the false you will be swept away and the real comes forth. And with them, then everything is effortless because you are part of the whole. New ideas, new energy, new insights, new life. That is the rebirth. I remember once you read something from the Buddha teaching, starting with be quick to do good. I couldn't understand what it really meant, but now I can relate more to that saying. Thank you, love and gratefulness, Marpa. Now you can understand more, no? How does that feel?
It's amazing.
Amazing, no? Just think what I feel then. That's what I'm saying. As long as this is worth it, no? Because it is happening, no? Then when I see good results, then it gives me also hope, no? Be quick to do good, says Buddha. Why he says this, be quick to do good? Because you've been sitting on your ass for too long. You've been sleeping too long. Wake up. And not only wake up, but do good. Spread the goodness. Don't lose the opportunity. And when a Buddha is there, you should really wake up and be quick. Because suddenly the Buddha is gone then. Buddha says, be quick to do good. If you are slow, the mind delighting in mischief will catch you. Then you lose the opportunity. You lose the opportunity, the mind again comes. And you will lose. And the mind will catch you. Again you get occupied in the mind. Turn away from mischief, turn away from the mind. Again and again turn away. Before sorrow befalls you. Because only you will get more and more sorrow, more and more confusion. Set your heart on doing good. That is the steadiness. That is the decision, the choice you have in life. Not to waste it, no. Be total, be dedicated, be real, and do it over and over again. Because it's not maybe enough to do it once, you have to do it again and again and again. Remember your choice, you remember your intention, because you've been so sleepy so long that very quickly you can forget. That is self-remembering. Again and again, remember why I'm here is so much more possible. Set your heart on doing good. Buddha says, devote yourself to the real, to love, to good. Buddha doesn't talk about love, but I do. Set your heart on love, on doing good, on peace. And do it over and over again. And you will be filled with joy. That is the outcome. You will be filled with joy. No darshan can say, oh, he speaks the truth. The Buddha also speaks the truth. Yes. You will be filled with joy if you're listening to the Buddha. You do this, easy. You will be filled with joy. Now it's up to you. A fool is happy. A fool is always happy until his mischief turns against him. And a good man may suffer until his goodness flowers. That is the difference. A good man suffers till his goodness flowers. But the suffering is worth it. But the fool, he is happy like a fool until his mischief turns against him. Then he's even deeper in the shit. Again. Do not make light of your fallings, saying, what are they to me? Be steady, a jug fills drop by drop. Do not belittle your virtues, saying, they are nothing. A jug fills drop by drop. So the wise man becomes brimful of virtue. Just like the rich merchant with the few servants, stay away from dangerous roads, and the man who loves life shuns poison. Beware of the dangers of mischief and lies. For an unwounded hand may handle poison, the innocent come to no harm. He's saying the one who is clean, the one who is innocent, the one who is pure, even if he handles poison, even wherever he goes, nothing can touch him. He's unreachable from the dark forces. He's safe. He's protected. And I tell you, that is the truth. He will be protected by goodness itself. Just as the dust thrown against the wind, mischief and lies are blown back into the face of the fool who wrongs the pure and harmless. And you have fools that is even going against the one that is pure, that is truthful, that is still they want to fight. They don't want to listen. They are so arrogant. They are so proud. And they will fall even deeper. the innocent, he will feel, he will listen to the Buddha. Just as dust thrown against the wind, mischief and lies is blown back into the face of the fool whose wrongs and harms the pure and the harmless. And you have many people, they all laugh of the goodness because it's almost forgotten in the world, no? They laugh about the gurus, they laugh about the truth, they laugh about love, they laugh, everything that is sacred is just a joke. That is how the ignorant is. And some, says Buddha, some are reborn in hell, some in this world, but the good one in heaven. But the pure ones are not reborn, nowhere, not in the sky, not in the midst of the sea, nor deep in the mountains can you hide from your own mischief. You can never hide from yourself. He's saying you have to face yourself. Wake up. Be quick. Don't waste time. He's saying when I'm here speaking, when I'm here in front of you, don't miss the opportunity. Be quick. Not in the sky, nor in the midst of the ocean, nor deep in the mountains. Nowhere can you hide from your own death. Be quick to do good. Wake up. Aum Shanti. And when you are devoted to the real, to the good, to truth, then all the good ones, all the real ones, whole existence will support you. Because that's why you are here, to be real, to be yourself, to stand up for yourself, for love, for light. To wake up. Don't let anything hold you back. Tat Savitur Vare.